Back then, I was very angry, aggressive, but above everything, I was violent. There were a lot of triggers, but the biggest one would be disrespect. I couldn't take it. Not in my nature. When I get angry, I tend to black out and I don't remember much. Back then, it would always end up with one thing. My fist to the guy's face. Yeah, not proud of it at all, but that's just how it was back then.
When was this?
This was 2002. I think I was sec 1 at the time. Yeah. This is the making of the bully, I guess. I was more physically violent and verbally violent at that time. That's when like the shouting at teachers, shouting at classmates, kicking tables, getting into fights happened. I wasn't afraid of consequences. You know, I just do whatever I wanted to do. I felt invincible. According to my mom, my dad started hitting me when I was pretty young. In my memory, it didn't stop until maybe I was sec 3. I would say majority of the time, I don't know what I did. What did I do to cause that kind of violence upon me? I guess I was very oppressed at home. So there was no sense of control. And in school, my dad's not around and there are more people like me. We felt empowered that we could take control of our lives and do what we want.
I felt disrespected. I got angry. I lost my cool. Then I started beating him. After the fight in 2022, I was expelled from school. A police report was lodged against me. The investigative officer at the time, who carried out the questioning, I'm pretty sure that he recognized me. It was the third time I met him that month. I was fighting a lot. He just asked me, "What am I going to do with my life? Do I really want to continue on like this?" He said I should think about picking up a martial art. Maybe boxing.
I went to a Christian secondary school. So after you see the discipline master will ask you to stand outside the office. And then the pastor will see me. And I'm a regular customer there. He'll counsel me, you know, about love. Finally, I have somebody listening to me, understanding me, seeing me for who I am. He invited me to one of the church outings, and that was when I first experienced what love from other people could be. That's when things start to really significantly change. Now I am a relationship coach to help leaders build better relationship with their peers, their colleagues, co-workers. So think about like breakups, divorce, perpetual issues, cheating.
So this is the medal that I got when I won my tournament in Sarawak. Fun fact, my quarterfinals and my finals, I won all of it in the first round via knockout. So I was quite proud of this one. In February 2022, I joined Cardis Boxing School. And for the next 3 months, with the brutal and grueling training regimen that Coach Kade had me under, I managed to join the national team in May. Boxing, in a sense, is very, very extreme. Being in like high stress situations like that and getting used to it really teaches me a lot about patience, about staying calm. Boxing is difficult, yes, but I have never thought of giving up.
I'm a very huge advocate for mental wellness work. I want to be a voice for those people who have gone through the same journey as I do, to show them that there is hope, to take control of your life properly.
I have met up with whoever I have wronged and apologized to them. Everybody's journey is different. Everybody goes through life at their own pace. Whatever I went through, good and bad, has made me the person I am today.